Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mulas, sitting in. All right, let's take a look at some of the emails that we've gotten over the last hour and a half. John writes in and said, in regard to the Pledge of Allegiance issue, and going back, if you're coming into the conversation a little bit late, we talked about a school system in Florida that has sent home in their code of conduct a page that says if you don't want your child to be required to do the Pledge of Allegiance, you can opt out, just sign here. And as you can imagine, that's caused quite a stink. John says, listen, in regard to the pledge issue, there's a reference to God which should not be objectionable to anyone, and all U.S. citizens and people seeking citizenship should be required to agree with and recite the pledge or leave. You know what? Thinking about it, it's one nation under God, clearly establishing that the United States is not above God or even equal to. One nation under God. We subject to God's authority. I agree with that. I understand that. And I understand that with some faiths, the issue of not pledging allegiance to the flag is I pledge my allegiance to no one but God. My frustration is the Pledge of Allegiance is not asking you to put the United States above anything. Just saying that you pledge to be allegiant to the United States, I don't have a problem with that. You're a citizen, you know, pledge your allegiance. As far as all, now I'm assuming that maybe you didn't mean this, but the email is all U.S. citizens should agree with and recite it or leave. Okay, I'm not going to go along with that one. You don't want to pledge allegiance to the United States of America? That's fine. If you're a citizen, I got no problem. But now if you are an individual that's coming to this country and you want citizenship, if you refuse to pledge allegiance to the United States during the process, you know, they say, okay, you're almost ready to become a citizen. Stand up, put your hand over your heart, pledge allegiance. And you're like, no, not going to do it. It's like, oh, let me ask you one more time. Pledge allegiance to the United States. Nope, not going to do it. Okay, there's the door. Thank you very much for your time. You're not a citizen. As a matter of fact, the plane leaving for wherever it is about to depart. Have a nice day. I go along with that. But, I don't think that the Pledge of Allegiance is placing the United States up and above anybody else either. All right, another email that we've got is from Will. He said, Hillary would not go. Now, this is regarding the conversation of Hillary wanting to get an Air Force plane to take her from Washington, D.C. back to New York because, oh, flying commercial is burdensome. And this individual brings up a great point. He said, Hillary wouldn't go through security. Additionally, she would drive directly to the jetway and board the aircraft from the ramp. This individual says he's a pilot and has seen it done by Leon Panetta when he was Secretary of Transportation and Harry Reid on flights that he has worked. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Of course they're not going to go through security. Can you imagine Hillary waiting in line to go through the TSA? Can you imagine the poor TSA agent that had to do the pat down? Okay, that might have been mean. Anyway, that's a very good point. Oh, it's burdensome. What exactly is burdensome that you have to be in close proximity with those people, you know, the ones that you're representing? That is probably where the tedium comes from. It's not that I didn't even think about that. It's not, oh, gosh, I got to wheel my luggage down, you know, to the gate. The individual that sent the email, he's right. There's none of that. None of the stuff that you and I have to go through that actually is tedious, which you have to go through. Brilliant. Didn't even think about that. Thank you very much for that email. All right, then Chuck writes in, Seth, you are confusing me. You give us positive points of Trump, and then you give us negative points. You tend to talk and defend a little bit of Hillary, and then you say that she's a liar. Who should I vote for? I'm not going to tell you who you should vote for. That is not my job, And that is not the job of any talk show host, to tell you who you should vote for. Nope, not going to do it. As far as I'm concerned, you know, who you vote for is entirely up to you. That is your responsibility. It boils down to this: who represents you? I have expressed who I would like. I've expressed what I would like to see as a candidate. And I had someone tell me, well, you know, you're forcing your viewpoints on us. You're telling us that this is the only way it's got to be. You're forcing your opinions and your feelings on us. And it's like, no, I'm expressing what I want to see in a candidate. You get to do the same thing. Just because I would like to see someone who is honest, someone who is a Bible-believing, professed Christian, because that's what I want, doesn't mean that I'm forcing that on you. This is a criteria that I have. This is who I'm voting for, and this is who I would prefer to vote for. Individuals that say, well, I don't want to vote for that because then I'm telling them, everybody else, how to live. Just because I want a Christian in the office, somebody that is standing up as pro-life or is against legalization of drugs, then I'm telling everybody else how to live their life. No, you're not. You're standing up for what you believe in. Everybody else can do the same thing. You don't think that those are characteristics that you want in a president, well, then don't vote for them. It's your choice. I don't like either one of the candidates. I dislike one more than the other. Here's the thing that really bothers me about the Clinton machine. Bill Clinton had scandals following him from the governor's mansion of Arkansas all the way through the White House. A lot of it had to do with the fact he couldn't keep his pants on. And that's a character flaw. That demonstrates that it's an individual that will choose personal pleasure over honor, integrity, and honesty, I don't find that to be worthy of the presidency of the United States. But like, he's not running for president. His wife is. And there have been more sinister and criminal conspiracies and problems with Hillary Clinton than there were of Bill. Hillary has been accused of insider trading, of lying, of stealing. There have been some really sinister things that have dereliction of duty, not performing the job of Secretary of State positively and in a proper way, ending in the death of our ambassador and others in Benghazi. One scandal after another, after another, after another. It seems the only time that there hasn't been a scandal in the headlines regarding Hillary Clinton is this time frame when she resigned from Secretary of State, to the point before she fired up her campaign for president of the United States, when basically nobody heard from her. Nobody had any conspiracies. She was out of the spotlight. That's the only time. But when she's in public office, one fire after another pops up. And what that tells me is self-centered, greedy, egotistical, and not caring about procedure or policy, but only caring about what she wants to do. We'll do things, the ends justify the means. Prime example. And that, so does that answer your question? Who do I think you should vote for? Well, you got to make up your own mind. But there is no way I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. No way. No way. And I'll tell you this. Let me say something here. This is kind of a revelation. If Hillary Clinton did not have every stinking scandal behind her and so many skeletons in her closet, if there weren't the question of her honesty, of her illegal and immoral behavior, if it wasn't an issue, then the decision between Hillary and Trump would be much, much more difficult. But because of her bad behavior, because of her dishonesty, because of her seeming lack of any kind of moral integrity at all, it's very clear I'm not voting for her. There's no way that's going to happen, ever. So there. All right, let's take one more break, and then we'll do the last part of the Jerry Bader program. Hey, more email, love to get them. Send them to me at seth.mila@wsau.com. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.